Yeshaya Perchav Aleph Pasuk Vav through Yud continues and completes the story of the destruction of Bavel, Ilui Nishmas Avi Mari, Pesel Dov, and Avram Nata. And some of the Mefarshim asked, what exactly is this doing here? Because the story of Belshazzar, which Mitzudas David and others, is the time period being described here by Yeshaya, happens, what, 100, 200 years after Yeshaya's time? So what is Yeshaya prophesying about the doomsday of Bavel when Bavel isn't even a player during the time that he's prophesying? During the time of Chizkiah, they're a minor third-rate power who really hasn't succeeded in anything yet. But the Das Mikra points out, among others, that Bavel is on the horizon by this point. They are starting to fight against Ashur. And this is the story that we told in Malachim, and we'll tell again later, where Chizkiah reaches out to Bavel and shows them off the treasures of the Beis HaMikdash, and shows them even into the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh Kodeshim. And in fact, what Yeshaya is doing here, at the very least, is warning us not to count on these allies, including Bavel, because Bavel ultimately will be destroyed as well, but only after they make tremendous korban for us. So continuing the lyrical description of the last night of Babylon during the great party of Belshazzar, where he got himself killed by his own guards. Kicho amar elai Hashem. This is what God has told me, says Yeshaya. Lecha amed hametzapa asher yireh yagid. Put out a lookout, put out a scout to relay what he sees. Put out a watchman. And according to Rabbi Hirsch, he says Yeshaya is recalling the moment when Hashem commanded him to man the historical watchtower of his exiled people in anticipation of its redemption in the wake of Babel's downfall. In the far distance, he's going to see the great army of Koresh, of Cyrus, the Persians, equipped to the hilt, fresh from the victory over the Babylonian military power, but failing to approach and overwhelm the capital itself. No alarm is raised by the watchman. So in desperation, the Navi appeals to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he reports that Bavel is going to collapse. So the watchman, according to Rabbi Hirsch, is Yeshaya himself. Otherwise, it's part of the metaphor here. Go set up the lookout, and what he sees, he will tell us. V'ra'a rechev tzemed parashim. And this is what he will see. A chariot driven by a pair of riders. Rechev chamor, rechev gamal, a donkey-drawn chariot. A camel-drawn chariot. The Hikshiv Keshev Rav Koshev, and he will hear a tremendous noise. Or, alternatively, he will listen attentively. Yeshaya sees the Babylonians stationing guards, and he will see riders who are approaching as scouts to seek out the weak points of the city. And then they're going to see many chariots coming, drawn by all the beasts of the world. Donkeys, camels, these are references to Paras and Modai, the donkeys and the camels. And Yeshaya sees it through the eyes of the lookout. Pasuches, Vayikra Aryeh, Al Mitzpeh. And he will shout either like a lion from the lookout, or he will shout that the lion is on the threshold, or the lion will shout out, Hashem Anochi Omeid Tamid Yomam, on the watchtower, Hashem, I always stand by day, all along the watchtower. The prince keeps his view. V'al mishmarti anochi nitzav kol halelos. And on my watch I will stand all of the nights. So the watchtower is always manned. The lookouts are always looking, seeing the threats that are coming against Bavel and coming to overwhelm it. And Pasuk Tes, V'hinei Zebo Rechev Ish Tzemed Parashim. Behold, a chariot is coming with a pair of riders. Lots of tzimidim, lots of pairs. Bayan Bayomer Nafla Nafla Bavel. And the scout, the lookout, will call out to say, Babylon has fallen, yea, it has fallen. This is a phrase that is echoed in Christian texts, because they try to steal all the best stuff. Fallen is Babylon, all nations have drunk of her pleasures. There's actually a great Ziggy Marley reggae song, Fallen is Babylon, all nations have drunk of her sinin. So this concept that Babylon has fallen, Lahavdil, but it makes one think of 9/11 and the shock and awe, as one would say, of the thought of the collapse of the Twin Towers. None of us could be masigit. Maybe some of you are too young to remember clearly, but in 2001, it was the first day of my school year that year, and I came to class, and nobody was there for the 9 o'clock class, and I said, "Where is everybody?" And they said, "Didn't you hear? The Twin Towers have been attacked." And we all wandered down to the cafeteria to watch the few TV screens to see the footage. It wasn't real. Babylon has fallen. All the idols of her gods have been crushed to the ground. All the graven idols he has dashed to the earth. So the lookouts are screaming, "Here it is." And the armies are already entering, and all he can scream about is defeat. Babel has fallen in the hands of the enemy and will fall again beneath an earthquake. There's nothing that can be done. We've been broken. And finally, Pasuk Yud, Medushasi uven garni asher shomati me'es Hashem tzvakos Elokei Yisrael. My threshing, the produce of my threshing floor, my goren, I have told you what I have heard from Hashem, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. He got it to Lochem, and I have now told you. So Yeshaya turns now to Klal Yisrael, and in Hashem's name calls Klal Yisrael his threshing, his produce. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threshes us, as he did using Bavel as the threshing tool, as the scythe. And he threshes us to remove any of the chaff, the waste, and threshes us with suffering, with the harsh words of the Nevi'im. But the idea is to leave only the good grain, the kernels, to leave us pure. So Yeshaya is reassuring the people that even though the Churban is way yet to happen, the fall of the oppressors is certain and is definite.